joined by Newcastle University alumni John Gibbons and Daniel Gray to talk about the silence of the stands, which is about the only cheap joke Daniel tells all the way through his wonderful book, Finding the Joy in Football's Lost Season. It is, firstly, we've talked to Dan for years, and his writing is lovely, and lovely is arguably its weakest element. It's also at times searing, and it's emotional, and it's sweet. And he cherishes the game in every single way, in every single facet. And then the game disappeared, and you spoke to John for our tour live section last week, Dan. And I think it's still a lost phenomena, the idea of a phenomenal moment, sorry, but the loss of a certain phenomena, which is the idea of the end of game, the end of play, not just football. But what the pandemic actually did was it took all play away. It took play in playgrounds away. It took play in parks away. Mm-hmm. It took organized sport away. It took disorganized sport away. It was the end of games. Mm. And for me, that is, you know, you can talk about lots of things that something like a pandemic does, but the idea that you remove play from people's lives is, to me, I think it's deeply, no wonder people found ways to do things over Zooms and stuff like that, because play is, it's a crucial part of being human. And that's what this book's about, is about finding those moments of play and bringing them back. And that's the journey you went on.
Mm, that's beautiful. But thanks for the kind words for a start. But yeah, that feeling of it being like a 1980s Sunday in the Western Isles when the swings were all turned over the frames in the parks and things like that. It's almost impossible to remember that parks were locked. Themselves, kids' parks. So it's important to, I felt that at the time, that it was important to mark all of this. And I don't seek to make any political points in all of this. Politicians were fumbling along just as much as the rest of us, really, and they got a lot wrong. And things like that now do, in retrospect, see, the banning of play does seem incredibly dystopian and awful when you put it like that, doesn't it? But yes, it sits, certainly the loss of football sat within that framework that you mentioned of the sudden withdrawal of something, the sudden, I used the word liberty in the previous podcast, which makes you sound like some far-right anti-vax type person, but they are liberties, the freedom to go to football, the freedom to do what you like and you know, within the law and be happy. And the withdrawal of it was a sudden shock that I just felt was important to mark how we felt, and we all felt the same, really.